I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. U.S. Senator John Tester today threw his support behind a proposed deal to limit Iran's nuclear program. He talked about his decision in an interview with Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka.
Just know that this is not a deal based on trust.
The Democrat says the agreement is based on intrusive inspections and aggressive monitoring.
This agreement is the right option right now to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon, and that's why I'm going to be supporting it. That does not mean that I'm going to trust Iran. This agreement, I do not believe, is built on trust, and it shouldn't be built on trust.
It's a sentiment expressed repeatedly by President Obama. Tester says while the agreement is not perfect, it is a step in the right direction. This negotiated agreement between the U.S., other world governments, and Iran is aimed at forcing Iran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. In exchange, sanctions against that country would be loosened. That has caused at least one group to launch a TV ad campaign that's scheduled to start Thursday in Montana. Veterans Against the Deal was formed last month as a 501c4 nonprofit, and it doesn't have to disclose who's funding it. The ad features Robert Bartlett, a veteran wounded by an Iranian bomb.
Every politician who's involved in this will be held accountable. They will have blood on their hands. A vote for this deal means more money for Iranian terrorism. What do you think they're going to do when they get more money?
Republican Senator Steve Daines has already said he is against the deal. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.